Auto Brokers.
Yeah, hi, is Mark available?
This is.
Hey, Mark, it's Mike with Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. I know you're busy over there. I'll be brief for you. I was actually just following up on a finance offer we sent out a few weeks ago. Seen you guys did some previous financing there on the UCC file here with First Community a while back there. And I just kind of circled back with you.
First Community Bank.
Yeah, it was back in 2013. Does that like ring a bell?
Possibly. Yeah, okay. I'm not with them any longer.
Gotcha. No. Yes, I think it's I understand that. Yeah, it was way back then. You know, like 2013. So it was a while back. I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see if you guys had any anything in the hopper, possibly bringing on some equipment or capital at this time.
No, you know, I'm going the other direction. I'm trying to reduce debt and get things manageable.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Do you currently have when you mean debt, is it like credit lines or is it just other working capitals that you have out?
Well, I borrowed money against the property to buy cars. I'm a car dealer.
I see. And what's the payback on that you currently have going on with them?
What do I owe them back?
Yeah.
I'm about $120,000.
Okay. What were they charging you? What's the interest on it they're charging you?
It's about 7.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not too bad there. With our capital there, it's possible, you know what I mean? We have new programs, there's more programs, available now. You know, we extended out the terms, to 3 years, anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. With 7, they're like that. I mean, it's a possibility, we might be able to beat that for you. Where you could save you money, I know, what do they have you on? Is it a daily payment, a monthly, weekly?
Monthly.
It's on, okay, I see. And it's going directly over to them? Is that kind of how you're paying them back?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, previously I always had a big balloon at the end of the loans, which just kept me having to refi.
Yeah, I hear you. No, absolutely, yeah.
3 times. And this time I'm going to have a very small balloon at the end of this that may just get me, to a point where I can damn near beat that free. And that's
no.
Really the goal.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I absolutely hear you.
Of the age where I don't want to have that over my head,
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if it's something that we could possibly beat, I mean, would it be something, that could be beneficial to you, I guess, to help you save money. Like I said, it's kind of a simple process, of what we do. We don't ask for all the checking accounts, all your deposit accounts, nothing like that, Kind of with us, we kind of keep it simple. It's just a one-page short application, last 6 months of the bank statements, and then the first 2 pages of the tax return. Like I mentioned to you, if we could help you save money there, trying to help you pay that off there. You said it's about 120, correct?
Right.
And what did you guys bring in last year there with the gross annual sales?
That wasn't very good. I think about 700,000.
Okay. All right. About 700,000 there. All right. And you expect to try to be up there this year from last year?
You know what? I don't even have a clue.
I got you. I hear you. How's business going? Is it just slow right now?
Used to do 200 or couple million, and now we don't. That's all I can tell you is it's not what it was.
No, I hear you. And
I've managed to just reduce my costs, expenses, and got this $3,000 a month payment for another couple years, and then I think I'm going to be done. I think I'm probably set, Mike. I'm just, until things start picking up, I'm not going to grab any more debt. I just can't do it.
All right. No, I hear you. No, I understand. Like I said, it makes sense. If there's going to be no return on investment for you or ROI, I totally understand. That's kind of, how we look at it. We want to see if you can flip that money there, see how many times you could turn it over. But Definitely, you know, if it's something
I'm in northern Michigan in a little burg that's dying, to be perfect.
Yeah. Is it just you out there, or?
What do you mean?
Like, are you running things by yourself, or is there someone else that, okay.
It's a small family-owned business.
Oh, okay, okay. How long have you guys been in business over there?
Since 72.
Oh, okay, for a while then. All right, that's good, that's good. That's nice there. And what exactly do you guys do?
Small car dealer.
Oh, okay, okay. You, new or used?
Oh, used.
Used, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I wish I were a new car dealer with $150,000 in debt.
I hear you. Yeah. Okay. Well, what I'll do for you is there maybe a good email address for you where I could kind of just shoot you my contact information there, Mark, just so you have it on file. And like I said, maybe I'll circle back with you, you know. But if something does come up where, you know, you are in need of that capital there, you know, we're here for you, you know. Just kind of want to throw our name in the hat out there for you, you know, throw us in there. Like I said, you know, we have multiple programs that, you know, other banks, you know, can't really do for, you know, certain business owners like yourself, you know, because we kind of specialize in smaller businesses, to be completely honest with you. What's a good email address for you?
M. Pearson. Auto broker at Gmail.
M. Pearson Auto Broker at gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, then I'll go ahead and shoot you my contact information there. Just so you have it.
I'll hang on to it, Mike. You know, right now, like I said, we just had a long winter where, you know, you lose your ass. And now I'm trying to get back and make some money, so that's where I'm at.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I understand.
Make money in the summer, lose it in the winter.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not by choice.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
All right, Mike.
All right, thanks for the time. I'll shoot you over that information here. If something comes up, you know, you can shoot me back and email, give me a phone call.
I don't mind having other avenues. It's just right now I'm pretty locked in with this guy. I think he's trying to help me. You know, I think that's a decent rate considering, you know, where I'm at and what kind of business I'm doing. So, anyway, I appreciate the call.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
Bye.